is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming.
Great song right here, Crystal Blue Persuasion. This is, I believe, Tommy James, and much like Willie Nelson is celebrating his 91st birthday today, and he looks every bit of it. Tommy James celebrating a birthday today. How old is Tommy Lewis?
77.
All right.
God bless.
I do love this song. I love Steve Bannon, even though, again, Bannon said if I run for mayor and win, which I'm doing neither, but if I did, I'd be assassinated, so... He's got the best podcast in the country, War Room. He really does. That is a great podcast, great guests. And he's on this show every Monday, my dear friend Steve Bannon. Steve, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I said there'd be an attempt. I didn't say they pulled it off. No, I got to tell you, that speaks more about where the country is and where New York City is. You're a firebrand. And you saw up in Columbia, you know, they're not sitting there. That group up there is not high-fiving looking for you to run for mayor. I actually believe you ought to run for mayor, but it's you know, you got to lace them up and lace them tight.
No, you were being serious, and it's not crazy because
I am being serious.
Yeah,
First of all, I think just your voice in the race is something that needs to happen in New York City. New York City is collapsing before us in the anarchy and chaos. Greatest city in the world. It doesn't have to happen. One of the reasons it's happening is people are scared and people are just stepping back. Because they don't want to commit. Right now, if you want to save New York City, you want to save the country, you're going to have to commit. You got to commit. And right now, there's so many people on our side and so many people in the middle that see what's going on. They realize this is not America, but they're afraid. They're afraid because the enemies of this country aren't afraid to go all in and to stir up anarchy and chaos. They realize anarchy and chaos works for them. And that's what one of the things – this is what you had in the revolution. This is why they came up with the saying – sunshine soldiers and summer patriots, or so you know, that they understood in the revolution with Tom Paine and Sam Adams and Patrick Henry, the first wave of the revolutionaries realized most people are not made for fights like this. They just want to be left alone.
Yeah,
and that's why in the revolution only about a third of the people were on our side. A third were the Tories. Yeah. This is Americans. A third were in the middle to see who would win. That's kind of where the country is today, and that's why. People like you that commit are going to be targeted. You're just the New York City equivalent of the folks out in Arizona that just got indicted the other day. They're going to have millions of dollars of legal fees and their lives destroyed in this criminal conspiracy against Trump and against MAGA. If you announce, you'd just be another person they would target and target immediately. And quite frankly, target you more because you have a massive platform and a lot of folks in New York admire you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. You're right, and I do appreciate that. You know, it does bring me to this question, though, Steve Bannon. Of course, I called you when I was honored to be on War Room a week ago today when I was actually standing outside Columbia University holding that press conference with a couple of very proud Republican House Congress people. But the question that keeps being asked of me, and I answer it very, very quickly, is, let me ask you this. Let's say they weren't out there protesting Jews or Israel. Let's say there were a bunch of white folks out there protesting blacks. Or let's say there's a bunch of people out there protesting gays, LGBTQ, all that stuff. Do you think Mayor Adams would sit there and say, hey, listen, I have no jurisdiction. I'm not going unless the police call me. If they were protesting blacks, Eric Adams would be there in 15 minutes. No?
They would not be sitting there saying, "Oh, these people are First Amendment right." But they would never allow that, and no one would ever do that. That's the difference. This is why I keep telling people: this is not about Israel, and it's not about Jewish people. This is about the United States of America. This is about the Judeo-Christian West. They're out to destroy. And look at the haters. Axios had a very interesting piece. I have it up on Getter, but I'll talk about it on the show today. They showed where the protests are concentrated. It's the Acela corridor from Boston to New York to Philadelphia to Washington, D.C. It's the same corridor that runs this country. These are their kids, basically, and others they've invited in this woke situation to these Ivy League and these schools in the Northeast. This is the Acela corridor is the corridor that controls our country. Right. It's basically from the founding of the country, from Boston all the way to Philadelphia. And then you add D.C. And that's where this revolution's starting. And it's anti-American. Look at what happened at Harvard over the weekend. They took down the American flag that hangs over the statue of John Harvard on the building right in back of his statue. They took it down and they put a Palestinian flag up and nobody stopped them. No police, no school security. They had a couple hundred people, anti Western demonstration, and they were clapping and applauding. And people should understand it's working. Last time I looked, I haven't seen IDF combat units in Rafah taking down the 4 or 5 combat battalions of the Muslim Brotherhood's franchisee Hamas that are still there. I haven't seen anybody taking up 2 combat battalions in Judea Samaria. So for the bad guys, it's worked, and it's working. And now they're threatening to take it all is until school ends, you're not going to see Israel make a move militarily because they're afraid. People are afraid of the information war that the left is winning here, and they are winning the information war. People have to understand it. The graduations are canceled. People are afraid to go across campus, and it's not just Jewish students. We had Ben Berquam, who's one of the toughest guys out there, been our investigative reporter, Real America's Voice, for the Darien Gap. He's going to Ukraine everywhere. He said the scariest situation he's seen in this country is what he's seen on these college campuses.
Yeah. No, he actually interviewed me last week. He's a tough guy. I like him a lot. And he's right. So we're going to keep you right there. Stay there. You talked about taking the American flag down at Harvard and what they replaced it with. And my question to you on the other side is I am sick and tired of these strict constitutionalists telling me that is freedom of speech. No, it's not. But what does Steve Bannon think? We'll take a short break. More of the brilliant Steve Bannon right after this.
Sit in Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
All right, Lou Ruffino playing the tunes at 9:02 on your gorgeous Monday morning. We're going to be in the 80s today, 80s and sunny. So I'll be on my second floor deck, half naked, getting my summer tan on. Steve Bannon, Mr. War Room, the great Steve Bannon. So they take down the American flag at Harvard, and they throw up the Hezbollah flag, literally, the pro-Hamas murderous rape Hezbollah flag. And I had people in this studio last Friday, like a very famous judge, telling me, hey, freedom of speech, that's the First Amendment. Well, if that's the First Amendment, Steve Bannon, I've got an issue with the First Amendment.
Well, it's not a First Amendment issue. If they're doing this, what they ought to do is they ought to shut these encampments down. This is trying to stir up violence. This is anti-American. This is I hate America. This is just like having the Persians that are sitting there in Tehran saying death to America every day. They're trying to stir up a violent revolution in this country. It has nothing to do with the First Amendment. And this is why Kraft and Leon Cooperman and these guys have underwritten these colleges and saying now, hey, I'm cutting out donations. Not good enough. We need the faculties purged immediately of all these Marxists. We need the administrations purged immediately. And when I say purged, I mean go in and fire them and perp walk them off the campus. Any kid that's in there in these encampments that's on a foreign student visa, it's got to be deported. And even the Americans there are sitting there saying death to America. You got to bring them to trial also. They ought to be arrested. It's not this phony, take them downtown and just release them that day, which happened at the University of Texas. This is a revolution. And I keep telling people, I said, it's only going to get worse. This is not about Israel. It's not about the Jewish people. This is about the United States of America. They think that we're colonizers. That's what they keep saying that Israel is. That's why it can never be peace in Israel. There's no deal you can cut with these people. You can't cut them because they don't think that the Israelis should be there legitimately.
Right.
They think they're oppressors. They think they're colonizers.
Right. Stolen
everybody
land.
Everybody that's not doesn't see this. The reason they're not focused on this, they're afraid. They're afraid. They don't want their kids to be kicked out of school. They don't want to be kicked out of the country club. They're afraid to step up and step into this. That's why every kid in those encampments ought to be taken right now on a foreign visa and deported this afternoon out of this country.
Couldn't agree more.
Things ought to be shut down.
Could not agree more. Shut it down. Get rid of these kids. And like you said, take these other kids and put them in jail for a couple of days. These students, if they are students. Now, look, you're a great history guy. I was born in 1967. So I can't really wax poetic about 1968. I've read the books. I've talked to smart people like you. But I wasn't here. And everybody keeps saying this weekend, this is 68 all over again. Look, you got a war, a very unpopular war. You've got an incumbent who nobody wants to win again. You've got universities on fire. It's a lot like 1968, and that is not good for the Democrats as they get set for their national convention coming up this summer, in the same place, by the way, Chicago, like Chicago 1968. What are your thoughts?
Look, it's going to be much worse than 68, but let me take on that. Number one, and there's a lot of people saying, hey, just step aside. This is going to be because the Arab American vote and the Muslim vote for Biden is so powerful in Michigan. Yet you have to, you know, make sure that goes away. Listen, this is much deeper than 68. 68 was terrible and very violent, but that was all about the draft. It wasn't about the Vietnamese people. As soon as the draft went away, all the violent protests stopped. This was about saving their own ass. They didn't want to serve their country. This was all about the draft. This is why they sold out the same liberals and Democrats in the early 70s after Nixon was kicked out from Watergate. They sold out the people in Southeast Asia. This is why you had Pol Pot. You had 30 million people slaughtered because the communists came in there, because we retreated, because the liberal Democrats wanted us to retreat. 68 was about these pansies saving their ass from the draft. This is far deeper. This is about the United States of America. People better wake up to this. People throughout the country, oh, this is about Israel and the Jewish people. I said, no, it's not. This is about the foundational elements of the Judeo-Christian West and the shining light of that's the United States of America. That's why they're here, and that's why it's got to be cleaned out. And you have to say, we're not going to put up with any nonsense here. Take those kids in Columbia, New York, send them to the tombs. Right. Let them sit there and rot there for 30 days. Treat them like they're treating Peter Navarro. Peter Navarro is in a federal prison for 4 months for standing up to Nancy Pelosi. Give them the Peter Navarro treatment and deport. And the faculties, remember, the kids are not the problem. The kids are a symptom of a problem. Those encampments are a symptom of the neo-Marxists that run these universities. And that's why the donors don't get a free pass here. Just not going to say I'm going to cough my donations. Well, look, dude, you underwrote this for 30 years. These are the same guys in revolt in BLM, because underneath that was not about race in the United States. It was about a neo-Marxist takeover of this country. And if people don't step up to this now, it's only going to metastasize and get worse. And, yes, I think the Democratic convention this year is going to be in chaos because the Democrats – this is their governing philosophy. They are essentially neo-Marxist.
They are here in this city, in this state. I mean, you got the mayor who was on with Al Sharpton. You talk about a ski ball. He was on with Al Sharpton over the weekend saying, look, we're not going to Columbia. If they don't call us, you've got rallies. You've got some of these animals are walking the streets. Forget about inside the gates of Columbia. I take the train six blocks away on 110th Street, and these animals are walking out with kafirs up and down New York City. And he says, look, we don't have the jurisdiction. If they don't call us, we can't go in. What are your thoughts on that?
That's crap. If you've got a revolt going on that puts citizens in danger, you have superseding authority. What are you talking about? If they had a Ku Klux Klan up there having a rally, getting out of control, you're telling me they wouldn't step in? That's just a bald-faced lie. This is the problem. Too many people want to put out that nonsense that people accept it. Well, they really can't do it. Let's just see what happens. Then the media goes down and plays patty cake with them. You ought to go in now, shut them down, deport everybody on a foreign visa gets deported this afternoon. The other kids get thrown in the hoosegow for a while. Let them see how they like over at Rikers Island. And then you go to the faculties and the administration. You purge it all. get rid of them. And those there on here, those people here on green cards, they're in those faculties, they're stirring this up. They get deported this afternoon also. You got to play Smash Mouth with these people. You play patty cake with them, it's only going to metastasize. And right now they're winning.
Oh, they are winning.
The IDF?
Yeah, they're winning.
Do you see the IDF down in Rafah?
No.
Do you see them up in Judea Samaria? They're
no.
not.
No.
The protests here, Netanyahu is afraid, and the Israeli government are afraid to move because of the information warfare in New York City is being won by the bad guys.
Yep. And Biden also came out again this weekend. He did it again, Bannon, and actually said to Bibi, don't you even think about going into Rafah with all those Palestinians. So let's get to Trump. All right, he's got 8 days in court. He's back in court here in New York tomorrow, week three. You had David Pecker, which is a perfect last name for that bastard. You had David Pecker on the stand for a couple of days last week. And look, you talk about how they're winning the information war. Now, Trump's numbers went up this weekend. That's great news. His numbers went up. But they are accomplishing what they want to accomplish, which is keep our guy in a freezing cold courtroom just about every day, all week long. And it's week three. It's getting frustrating.
Look, the CNN poll is a blowaway poll. Trump's up by 6 mano a mano against Biden. He's up by 9.5 when you throw in Kennedy and Jill Stein and Cornel West. And Biden, no matter how much the media pushes him, you see this White House correspondents were the slobbering all over him.
Please.
As hard as they push him, I think 60% of the American people deem that his presidency is a failure, and they don't care. They're still going to push it and push it hard. What they're trying to do, and this is why they just dropped the indictments in Arizona the other day, this is a criminal conspiracy. And you see this from Julie Kelly's reporting about what's happening on the classified documents case in Florida. This is a criminal conspiracy between the Biden White House, Merrick Garland's DOJ, the FBI, and the local prosecutors to prosecute President Trump and his followers and his top advisors, all of them, to make sure that they're going to try to win by lawfare. Now, they're getting crushed at the Supreme Court, and they're going to be thrown out here. But right now, every day they keep Trump in that courtroom, okay? And they have these witnesses. Remember, Stormy Daniels is going to walk in with a calico dress button up to her neck,
right,
like the Virgin Mary,
right,
is saying, you know, talking about how without his consent, her consent, she attacked him. This is all about information warfare. The same neo-Marxists that run Columbia are the same neo-Marxists that run New York City. And you're seeing it play out in Lower Manhattan, just like you're at that campus. They think this is their only shot to beat Trump, and they're going to go all in the next couple of weeks.
You are so right. On the way out here, who's on War Room today?
We're going to go to this conspiracy. We're going to break it down about why the House is not moving. You saw Maria Bartiromo blew up Jim Jordan yesterday.
Yep.
She asked the question. Maria asked the question on Fox on her show on Sunday morning. What everybody in the country wants to know, what happened to these investigations? What happened to the weaponization of government? Because we're seeing it. What happened to the impeachment?
Well, what he said was all we can do is investigate. We don't have the power to arrest. I saw that interview.
Yeah, he said we had to investigate and put the facts out. Hey, let's do what they do. Let's have them call before Congress on national TV in front of an open mic day after day after day after day to what they did to Trump and the Trump administration and President Trump's first term. That's what you have the power to do. And then send criminal referrals and dare the Justice Department to not do it. Show the American people what's going on here. There's a vast criminal conspiracy from Fannie Willis to the AG in Arizona, to the AG in Michigan, to Jack Smith. It goes all the way to Merrick Garland and directly hardwired into the White House. Okay, let's show that to the American people, and let's show it now. His answers were not acceptable. And even Maria Bartiromo blew him up. He has it's just not getting the facts out. You have to have a process that holds people accountable and then dare the executive branch not to step in here and fulfill it. If you're going to fight, you got to fight. People are tired of these people just, I can't do this, I can't do that. Well, tell me what you can do, and let's do that to the ultimate.
That is well said, because I got the same feeling. Even she, you're right, she was kind of frustrated. She's like, well, what's going to happen? We keep hearing about all these investigations. Is something going to happen to these bastards? And to your point, there was really no answer from Jim Jordan. I got to tell you, Steve, this is about as good as you'll ever be. This was an unbelievable appearance this morning. So thank you so much for shedding the light and your opinion. You're amazing.
I didn't realize. I didn't realize to the day what a kid you were. I didn't realize how young you were.
You have a
well-lived-in body, brother. You have a very well-lived-in body.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. You did great. Thank you. Well, great to have you on. I love this guy, man. He's the smartest guy that I know. I'm going to say that. Steve Bannon.